Welcome back to the Live Elevated podcast, helping you elevate your entire life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's time to elevate. Today, I want to talk to you about this idea of the shiny object syndrome. I feel like for our culture, at least for me and my experience, I always kind of gravitate to this idea of, you know, this next thing or this newer thing, this shiny object must be automatically better because it's newer, right? And it kind of just goes to the same idea of like the grass is always greener on the other side. And you may have even felt this in your life where, you know, you're kind of feeling like in a rut. You've been working the same job for, let's say, you know, a year or two or three, maybe more. But that feeling kind of sets in after that first year or second year. And you're like, you know, I'm not like waking up on fire anymore. You know, I'm not waking up and feeling like this is exactly what I should be doing. I feel like we have to normalize that feeling. You know, we have to understand that's completely natural. As human beings, we do have a tendency to feel like that. And so the answer may be, yeah, get a new job, right? It may be that. But that feeling does not automatically mean you should get a new job or that your current job is the wrong one. Does that make sense? And so I see this with fitness all the time. It's the same thing. I mean, just because a new workout program or a new way to train, let's say, a new scientific breakthrough, let's say, happens and you hear about it, it doesn't mean it's always better. You know, I think what I believe with fitness and training specifically is been my experience, so I can't speak for anyone else, but the stuff that works the best for me to get the results, to look a certain way, to feel a certain way, pack on muscle, increase my confidence, sleep better, perform, you know, optimally in all different areas, it's some of the most boring stuff in the world. It's some of the most mundane or simplest forms of movements there is. So if I were always thinking, well, something's got to be, you know, newer and it's better, then I wouldn't have the results I currently have. So the goal of this episode is to remind you that just because something's newer, it doesn't make it automatically better. The grass isn't always greener in your neighbor's house or the street next door or the job that's potentially in the future. Those things aren't bad. It could very well be the better move for you. But be careful, be wise, be intentional about how you view other things, because just because something's newer or different doesn't make it better. Sometimes what we need to do is bring an increased level of purpose and passion to our present job, to our present house, to our present training, to whatever we find ourselves doing in the day to day, because that is where you find purpose. If we're always looking to the future, if we're always looking for what's next, those are healthy things, right? It's good to be future focused. It's good to be looking for what's next and trying to jump on an opportunity. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying don't forget to live in the present. And don't forget, hey, if something works and it's old, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Some of the best things, some of the best books, some of the best movies, some of the best ideas, some of the best methods have been around for hundreds of years. Well, obviously not, you know, movies, but you get what I'm trying to say. Some of the oldest ideas happen to be the most truest ideas and the most life-transforming ideas, right? Sit on that one for a little bit. So avoid the shiny object syndrome today and this week. Do what works for you. Be consistently doing that stuff on a day-to-day basis. Show up for yourself and for other people and bring more purpose and passion to your daily, average, mundane life, because we all have those moments, and understand that life is happening for you. You are in preparation for what's next. So be faithful, be consistent, be you, and be just all the time doing your best with what you got where you are, because it will pay off in the future. All right, thanks for listening. Share it with a friend if it helps you. But until next time, guys, live elevated for life.